Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planets, Friday, 5 December 2025. Sun in Ophiuchus, ruled by Chiron. Planets are asking, really? And they are assorted. And should it emerge that someone is dedicated to fanning flames or making a major fuss, the only thing your engagement will add is further incentive for them to be as impossible as possible. However, if you show no signs of engaging, it will essentially remove the oxygen from the fire or dispute or debate, making it difficult for the issue, situation, topic, etc. to do anything but fizzle. Also, even if in your humble, informed, educated, correct opinion, the people with whom you are dealing are charitably unobservant out of its slugs, you do well to carry on as though you are being noticed, seen, heard, and perhaps even recorded for good measure. Why? You will be less likely to take a shortcut that could come back to haunt, or make comments that might entail the hiring of a PR team well-versed in damage control. Finally, remember, there's always tomorrow. And if you are encountering resistance to the swift completion of your appointed rounds, or someone is behaving like a rank amateur, you might want to give it, that would be the project, discussion, negotiation, relationship, matter, a little more time. The problem, glitch, obstacle, issue presently gumming up the works will be noticeably less toothy shortly. Chiefly affected, Ophiuchus, Sagittarius, Pisces, Gemini, Cancer, Scorpio. And if you were born on this day, give some thought to what you'd like to achieve and the way in which you would like to achieve it, especially around creative, financial, and romantic affairs. Making progress will be easier if you are conversant with your druthers, and this is a year when, practically and sequentially speaking, if you know what you want, you can organize it. But first things first, namely, figuring it out.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman, produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.